Musers holiday tradition. Jer, we have the number. We call it every year. Let's dial the North Pole and talk to Santa Claus.
I hope he's in a better mood this year. Sports? Are we still on the air, Jer?
Santa? Hello? Hello, Santa. I hear the jingle bells. I hear the jingle bells. I bet Santa is just, you know, he's really busy right now.
Maybe he's on the other line.
Hello?
There he is.
Hey, Santa.
Yeah, who is this? Telemarketer?
No.
I'm really busy.
It's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Hello, Musers. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Been busy as a little beaver up here, working hard, making Christmas presents for all the little children of the world.
Yes.
At least the ones who believe in the one true Christian God.
Okay.
All right. But very busy been making PS5s and Pelotons for all the mommies and daddies and for all the little kids. I'm, of course, making wooden horses once again this year.
Still making them.
Yes. So everything's really clipping along up here at the North Pole.
Boy, that's great. You make everything from PS5s to wooden horses. You can do it all.
I can do it all. That's right. And it's been a little lonely up here this year.
Why?
Well, I just don't quite have the companionship that I once had.
Well, what about Mrs. Claus?
Mrs. Claus isn't with us, Craig.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
She's not with you.
You ever heard of cervical cancer?
Santa, this is horrible news.
Well, she's at a fundraiser right now for cervical cancer research. So.
Oh, okay.
Old Santa's all alone. Okay. And,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good that she's doing such great work up there.
Plus, she left me.
Santa.
The relationship's over, but well, it was a weird deal. She was involved in a video that I didn't find keeping with the spirit of Christmas or a marriage, for that matter. But you guys ever heard of running a train? You know what that means?
No.
Well, like an electric train?
Well,
yeah, I got one of those from you.
Say she was part of a record being set, and I don't want anyone. Hey, let's move on.
Oh, that's terrible news, Santa.
Hey, at least I still have, well, at least most of the reindeer.
Most of them. What happened to the others you lost?
Oh, well, I got mad and took a shovel to Rudolph's head one time when he was bugging me.
No!
That's Santa!
Hey, it's not all bad, George. We made some really nice summer sausage out of Rudolph.
Oh, my gosh.
Delicious. Also, I put Comet down last night.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, he had a tooth infection, and the vet bills were getting a little too rich for my blood. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
It was purely a cost-cutting measure.
Just pull the tooth.
But I'm looking to phase out my reindeer anyway. I mean, that's 1530s technology when you look at it, to be honest. So I've been using my Gulfstream more and more lately, and, you know, for the quick trip to Cabo or to run to Memphis for a peanut butter and banana sandwich. Every once in a while, I like to head over and strafe the island of misfit toys.
Oh, so there is one of those.
Oh, yeah. You ought to see that my machine guns just tear through that place.
What?
It's so funny seeing those things torn to shreds.
Oh, my gosh.
Splitters.
Santa.
Splitters. And the elves are driving me nuts up here, George.
Are they?
Yeah, you know how you complain about your wife and kids and all that?
I don't complain
about
that.
That's basically what the elves do to me. They drive me nuts. And now they're talking about organizing and forming a union and whatnot. And I can't have that. I mean, I run pretty thin margins up here anyway, seeing as I give away everything that I make.
Yeah, how do you make money?
Yeah, they're calling my workshop a sweatshop in court filings. Can you believe that?
Awful.
It's insulting. Santa's workshop a sweatshop. I mean, these elves, I give them a day off every year. What are they complaining about? I provide them with housing. I pay them in hot cocoa, and this is what I get in return?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Also, they have complained about, you know, the whole imprisonment thing.
What do you mean?
Well, just because I put up some tasteful razor wire around their airplane hangar-sized dorm, they're calling it a prison all of a sudden. So
it's tasteful razor wire.
I'm getting my revenge, though, tonight.
How's that?
I'm going to introduce a lab-made virus into their air ducts.
Santa, no. That's a bad idea.
I'm calling it my Santa's Wuhan Christmas surprise. Anyway, let's get to the presents. What would you boys like for Christmas? You been good boys? You been good? Let me check my paperwork here.
I think so.
Oh, I don't know that you've been good boys. That's kind of a stretch of that term, isn't it? Greg, it looks like you've been looking up some naughty stuff online. What is Ebony Gay Surprise? What does that refer to?
Just don't worry about that.
George, looks like you've been naughty too.
I don't think so.
Why so many DuckDuckGo searches for docking?
All right. Explain yourself.
What's up with that, Chubb?
Well, I didn't know what it was when Gordon brought it up on the air one time.
Oh, these are good times. I'm just having fun with Santa hasn't been doing too well.
You sound fine.
Come on. We need a message of hope.
Yeah, my health hasn't been the best. I'm getting older. You know, the knees are creaking. The back's kind of going out. Yeah. I caught some syphilis from a YouTuber. A bunch of little stuff like that. I don't even know that YouTuber's name. What's his name? It's starts with a P or something. I don't know. But plus, I've fallen behind in gambling debts. You guys ever been in gambling debt?
George can help you with that.
No.
It's worse than you could possibly imagine. What happened was I broke my fortune-telling snow globe, which I used to use to bet on all the games. So I could look at that and see the outcome of the games. But then I broke it when I was drunk one night, tripped, fell, and it fell into the fireplace, exploded. But then I thought I'd learned enough to make my own sports predictions. That didn't work out. I'm as bad as Norm. Jeez. I bet the North Pole and the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl this year.
I thought they'd go too.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that really hadn't worked out. Hold on a second, will you? Hold on.
All right.
You got a cold? Santa.
Oh, so sorry, kids. Santa just enjoying a little snow there.
No, he's fighting a cold. That's all he's doing.
I feel so alive.
This is a cry for help.
Oh, I feel like I can travel the whole world in one night. Jeez, this is a great feeling. Why didn't I do this before? Wow. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. Santa's about to get a rub down by Robert Kraft's favorite Orchids of Asia girl.
Okay. Hang up.
That entire conversation was a cry for help.
Well, that was. Now I'm crying. All right, it's 8:47.